You know, I mean, yeah, we are, and we, our struggles are kind of widespread. You know, we go into Aberdeen, and we've only got three subs available to us, and, you know, you look down the bench, and they've got 10 staring us down, and so, you know, fitness is an issue, but ability to maintain a good pace of play throughout 80 minutes is just tough. I mean, we are up against it every game, you know, but you know, we had in the first half, we had two great opportunities in front of goal that we just did not convert. And quite honestly, about 20 minutes in, we could have had a 2-1 lead over Aberdeen Central. We should have had a 2-1 lead over Aberdeen Central. But as the game wears on and the fatigue sets in and the mental errors start to come, then games will start to get away from us. And again, that's what happened to us on Saturday. But I will say that, you know, I saw a very hardworking and motivated group of kids out there Saturday. They were bound and determined not to let the same result happen last year, which was a mercy rule. They achieved that at one point in the second half. We were down the 6 goals, and we had a water break, and we reset, and we worked our focus to just absolutely not allow any goals when we were at our most fatigued, and we just kind of settled in, and we accomplished that. So there were some good things that came out of Saturday, but, you know, it is a struggle, and I don't think that anybody could be surprised by that at this point. It's just given our situation, every game for us is going to be a struggle.